Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing. They said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are your eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear but didn't hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Stay in the Archdiocese of New York, in which we celebrate with joy the feast of the dedication of St. Patrick's as the cathedral. We remember that the church is not fundamentally made out of stone, but living stones, as we pray in the opening prayer. That when we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the church, yes, we thank God for a place where he dwells among us in the Blessed Sacrament, for a place we're able to get together and worship him. But more than anything, it's a day in which we reconsecrate ourselves to the purpose for which we were baptized, to become those living stones, to become holy, to turn away from whatever holds us from God, and to turn toward the Lord so that we might become his holy dwelling place. A physical temple is meant to point to Jesus, the true temple, and how Jesus seeks to incorporate us in him as a temple of the Holy Spirit. So to celebrate St. Patrick's Cathedral is to celebrate the fact that each of us, with the same Lord present within, as dwells in the chapel of Our Lady at St. Patrick's, is meant to be even more glorious. For the last 2 weeks, heard the first five of the eight of the minor prophets from post-exilic times, all of whom have been commenting to us about the rebuilding of the temple. Today we get two out of the 2 days in the 2 years we hear from the prophet Baruch. He describes what led to the destruction of the temple and then what the attitude should be to the reconstruction of it, to the rehabilitation of it, to the reformation of everything that the temple symbolized. Baruch starts off, Fear not, my people. Remember Israel. And then goes through all the bad stuff. But even the bad stuff that occurred had a positive purpose. You were sold to the nations not for your destruction, Hear you, neighbors. God has brought a great mourning upon me in Jerusalem, for I've seen the captivity. With joy I fostered them, with mourning and lament I let them go. For their sins I am left desolate, because they turned away from the law of God. But then the but comes. Fear not, my children, call out to God. He who brought this upon you will remember you. As your hearts have been disposed to stray, turn now 10 times the more to seek him. For he who has brought disaster upon you will in saving you bring you back enduring joy. For every sin we've committed, for every time we've turned our back on the Lord, Prophet Baruch encourages us to turn 10 times toward him, to begin to make up for it with great zeal. That's what's supposed to happen regularly in the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are, individually and collectively, to turn to the Lord 10 times as much for every time we've turned away. Today the church celebrates the feast of St. Faustina Kowalska, the great secretary of divine mercy, who brought Jesus' words about how he wants each of us in the entire church to relive this mystery many times over. That yes, we have sinned and sinned badly and we've suffered for it, because those sufferings are first a natural consequence of our sinfulness. When we lie, when we steal, when we hate, when we murder, when we take advantage of others, there are consequences and we suffer harm. It's not like those actions are inert. But then there's the second, that God sometimes permits us to experience great desolation as a result, so that we might turn to him 10 times as much and turn to him precisely in the greatest of all his attributes, which is his mercy, which comes to reestablish a covenant with us no matter how many times we have wandered away. St. Faustina was able to enter into the heart of that mystery. In the Gospel today, the apostles return, or the 72, the 12 and the 60 returned, rejoicing, exclaiming in Jesus' presence, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." And Jesus says he saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. We don't know if he meant at the beginning of time. We don't know if because of their ministrations. But regardless, Satan does fall. And we know where he falls. How much he hates the sacrament of God's mercy. How much he despises us when we turn 10 times back to that infinite ocean. God gives us power, gives his church the authority to expel the devil and the devil's power. And that's what Jesus was describing to St. Faustina. Jesus rejoiced immediately after, because their names were written in heaven just as much as St. Faustina's book is inscribed in the book of life. Her name is inscribed in the book of life. He rejoiced, saying, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for what you've hidden from the wise and the clever, you've revealed to the childlike. Yes, Father, such was your gracious will." St. Faustina was incredibly childlike. And that's why Jesus chose her. When she was 7, she received her vocation as religious. She wanted to pursue it, but her parents had other plans. They just wanted her to make money for them. So she started working. Eventually she went to a dance where she saw just how much she had fallen into lukewarmness by the mores of the people around her. Jesus appeared to her at that dance and later on that night said to go to Warsaw to enter the convent. Like a little obedient child, off she went. She knew no one in Warsaw. She had no idea where the Lord was pointing her. So she went to see a priest and asked for guidance. And he pointed her to her convent. But that convent didn't want her because they didn't take maids, they told her. Unbelievably diabolical. We don't care whether you have a vocation or not. You're not in our class. She eventually went to another convent And they said, you'd have to pay for your habit. So she had to work for a year, according to the pay scale of the time, just to make enough money to pay for her habit. But she did. Childlike confidence. She entered the convent, and only 4 years later, the Lord started to speak to her in ways that made her suffer a lot, because when she told her first priest that this was happening to her, the priest sent her to see a psych, because he really didn't believe that somebody so simple and ex-maid would be chosen by the Lord. But the Lord hides the things from the wise and the clever and reveals them to the merest of children. And she recorded some of the most important words of all time, words that are meant to rebuild the church, to help us turn to the Lord 10 times over, and to implore from Him His mercy. At the end of today's passage, Jesus turned to His disciples in private and said, "Blessed are your eyes that see what you see, for many prophets and kings desired to see it but didn't, and to hear what you hear but didn't." What an incredible gift we have to look at Jesus in His image of divine mercy, hand constantly raised, blessing us with His mercy, pointing us to the source of it, flowing from His wounded side, pointing toward the sacraments that flow from that wounded side. How much we should rejoice that we can hear what Jesus said to us through Saint Faustina, about the incredible depth of His mercy, His love for us, if only we turn to Him. Even the most hardened sinners will have Satan crushed, if only we turn to the Lord in the power of His mercy, to see Satan fall like lightning. Ultimately, the church that Jesus builds is built on His merciful love. It's not built on our ingenuity and engineering. It's not built on our good deeds. It's built by Him with His mercy flowing through us. That's what He revealed to Saint Faustina. As we now offer to the Eternal Father His dearly beloved Son's body, blood, soul, and divinity in expiation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, we thank Him for allowing us to hear this message today, to behold Him, the Lamb of God, who comes to take away the sins of the world, the one who reveals to us in our childlikeness who the Father is, rich in mercy, and the one who calls us to run to Him 10 times, because He never ceases to run with arms outstretched to embrace and restore us. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.